Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
8 p.m. Pacific, every Thursday on GabRadioNetwork.com. Simulcast on...
Live on, lots is money.
That's Sir Ralph, you're bringing us back. Let's leave on. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Steve DelBianco, Executive Director of NetChoice.org, Vice Chair for Policy Coordination with ICANN. Look up, do a little search of ICANN, folks, and the new version, the new governance iteration of it, the global governance. I'm fascinated by it. And Steve, I haven't told you this. I've talked to you about my book before, but in my new book, in one of the future chapters, in the future, there's a Congress that a global Congress that's being formed, and in that chapter, I talk about that Congress using the ICANN format, the ICANN history, as a model for their global Congress.
It doesn't sound to me like that turns out very good in your book, though.
No, it actually turns out good. So I'm giving you guys a lot of credit. I'm using it's a very positive thing. So I just want you to know that. So okay. I'm giving ICANN some props here in my new book. Hey, political ads is in the news, big deal in the news these days. And you know, you talked earlier about the who is and people being wanting to be able to hide from people knowing who has websites in Europe and all that. You're going to decide that next week. But I use the idea of just go to Facebook and open up a fake account. I know a journalist who opened up a Facebook account in a fake name, sent himself a friend request. He accepted it. And now he's off to the races with it, right? It's a fake account.
Well, what do you mean by off to the races?
He can do all kinds of stuff with it. He can post stuff there and fake news and do all kinds of dastardly things, I guess, if he wants to.
Yeah, but who's going to see it? Nobody's going to see it if he has no friends and he's not paying to advertise. So this political controversy had to do with because these Russian advertisers, these troublemakers,
right,
then opened their checkbook and bought ads.
Right.
And newsflash, Jim, Facebook keeps the lights on because they sell ads,
right,
that get delivered to people. Okay,
I agree.
That's the ugly secret, right?
Mm-hmm.
So given that happens, when you buy an ad on Facebook and they're only a few cents each, you tell Facebook, here's where I want you to deliver this ad, to people who fit a certain demographic. They live in Northern Virginia. They're between 18 and 34 years old, and they've expressed an interest in sports and politics. And then, without giving a single name or any identity to the advertiser, those ads begin to show up somewhere in my news feed. And if I like the ads and I refer them to my friends will begin to see them too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's no secret here. That's the way Facebook works. You buy ads. Now, look, Twitter works the same way. You buy ads, and they
right.
show up in this.
Google
Twitter
does the same
Facebook.
Thing.
Look, it's why those services are free to you and me.
Go ahead, Steve.
I was going to say that what has got a lot of people very concerned is that a foreign power bought ads that were under the cloak of political ads, but they really didn't advocate for or against a candidate.
Right.
They were really just political controversy ads designed to stir up divisions in American society,
that's exactly what their primary goal was. I have a friend who's a high-level security, cybersecurity expert, and he came on my show 2 weeks ago and said the reason those ads were posted was to divide Americans among themselves, not to get a president elected, and that's maybe worse than the original plan.
We've had law in the books for a long time that say that if you run a political ad and you serve it to the public, we have to be able to see what the ad is and who paid for it.
Right.
But this was neither public nor political.
Yeah.
See, it wasn't about a candidate.
It was ideological.
And it was not public. It was to a certain subset of people. The same way that if I bought a mailer in order to advertise to people to join NetChoice, it's not public. It's because I'm the targeted. Nonetheless, it's not about the law. It's about what is perceived as right and wrong. And I'm proud to say that my company, Facebook, Twitter, Google. These companies have stepped up and said, we're going to change our policies. We're going to make it so this
It'll be interesting, though, Steve, to see there are ethical issues with how they do business and how they leverage digital power. There are ethical issues that are not even, people aren't even contemplating right now, let alone working on, that over the next 5, 10, 20 years, in my opinion, will decide the future of humanity more than any kind of artificial intelligence from a robot.
Right, and it won't be the U.S. government doing it, Jim.
I agree.
The U.S. government has the First Amendment, and our government cannot suppress free speech, but companies can. Companies
Netchoice.org, right, Steve?
That's right. Thank you, Jim.
Safe travels. Come back after your trip and let us know how things turned out.
Looking forward to it.
Steve Del Bianco, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, a great leader, and I'm proud of him.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.